Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off on Friday, and we've been looking into coming into the presence of God. And we need to concentrate and focus and learn how to get into God's presence, because in His presence is fullness of joy. And there is a way to get to God's presence the way God designed it, the way God wants it. Whenever you come into the presence of someone of royalty, you come bearing a gift. And there's a gift that we bring to God when we come in. I'm not talking money. I'm talking something different. As we get into this teaching, you're going to find out how God trained us through the tabernacle that He gave to Moses, and the way to get to the holiest of holies by going through the outer court, the holy place, into the holiest of holies. There is a way that we can do this, and this is a way God wants us to come into His presence, to love on Him, to know Him, and to be right in His presence. He desires for us to be in His presence. That's why God created us, so we could have fellowship and He could have a family, and we could walk and talk like in the cool of the day that we know that Adam and Eve did in God's presence. Let's join the service right now.
The biggest problem with getting into God's presence is the waiting part. Be still and know that I am God. They that wait upon the Lord, that is such a hindrance to flesh. I want what I want, and I want it now. And if I don't get a burger in 30 seconds from McDonald's, I'm going to report it and get it for free. We've got that mentality of instant. And I'm telling you, God is crockpot. He's not microwave, He's crockpot. And the food always tastes better than you can get at McDonald's. You can say what you like. Even if you work there, the crockpot food is better than the microwave food. Ooh, hallelujah. So this is I'm excited about this message, because we've got to get into God's presence. And once we're in God's presence, everything will change. Let me tell you what, addictions will just come off you. Yeah. And it won't come back. And let me tell you something else about God. He's bored with most of our prayers, because you prayed it for the last year. Every day. Ask Him for the same thing. He's kind of, oh God, not again. He doesn't say, oh God, I guess. But He stands there, again, we're going through that again. We're going through that again. We repeat the same prayer over and over and over and over and over and over. And God is saying, no, get in my presence. You won't even have to ask. When you get into the presence of God, you don't have to open your mouth. All you've got to do is fall flat on your face and adore Him. And that's what we're going to learn how to do. How many of you want to go on this journey? Because it's going to take a few weeks. But I promise you, if you do what the Word of God says to do, to get into the presence of God, and you crucify that flesh. Paul said, he had to say this, I keep my flesh under. Because why? And you know what happens to most of us? I'll tell you what happens to most of us. We get into our prayer closet. Hi, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Lord, please forgive me. That's good. Any prayers that I've committed, I mean, any sin that I know about, I don't know about, please forgive me. That's good. We need to repent. And then we'll pray, Lord, I ask you to bless the United States of America, bless Israel, bless my friends, my family, my church, my children, protect each and every one of us. And we go through a prayer, a prayer litany, and it's a list. It's almost like an addiction, because we pray the same thing over and over. ritualistic prayer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And we're praying. Now it's good to pray. We've got to pray. He said, when you pray, my will, if you pray according to my will, you know that I hear you. Right? So where does this get mixed up? Let me tell you what happens. We finish praying. We've been there now an hour. We get up and we walk out. As you were getting to the entrance, we feel we're now done. We've prayed. We've repented. We've done the things we feel we should do. We've read the Bible. We've made the confessions of our scriptures that we know. And we get up and we walk out. And we didn't wait upon the Lord. And we didn't be still and know that He's God. Be still doesn't mean don't move. Because you've got to move. Let me tell you what. Worship, there's action to worship. And we're going to look at worship. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so this is I think, is going to probably one of the most powerful messages that I've brought to the church. Amen? And so I need to be in God's presence. We all need to get into the presence of God. Because when you're in the presence of God, you get revelation. I'm telling you, Paul said, remember the apostle Paul? The one who said, who are you? When he found out and he started to seek God the right way. And he writes a lot about what we're going to learn. And he says, there's a time when I didn't know if I was in my body, my flesh, in the first heaven, the second, the third heaven. You see, because if you're in the flesh, you're never, ever, ever going to get into the throne. You've got to be in the spirit in order to get in the throne. That's faith. See, faith cuts off the five senses. You don't say, I'm in the presence of God because I feel it. You get into the presence of God, you don't feel nothing. You'll just know. You'll be too scared to open your eyes too quick. And any disturbance while you're waiting to get into the presence of God, bang, gone. Phone rings, snaps it. You're going to have to start again. I'm not joking. Someone walks into your room while you're praying, gone. You've got to make time, place, and a way to do this so that there's no distraction whatsoever. It's just me and God. Me and God. And you know what? You don't always hear Him. You don't always hear God. So did you waste time? No. You're practicing the presence of God. There's never a waste of time when you practice to get into His presence. Come on. Whew. And where these times are going right now, come on Wednesday night, I'm going to go through the whole list. And I'm going to do it pretty quick on Wednesday night. And I even found my pointer. How many of you know what a pointer is? Because I was pointing with my finger the other day and it wasn't working. And I thought, no, there's got to be a more modern way. See there? See? Oh, isn't that cool? Just to let you know, I'm keeping up with the times. I'm an AI expert. And we're looking at transhumanism right now. That's what the world are doing. Transhumanism, oh my God, you better come Wednesday night. Okay, so now, think about the seven sons of Sceva. I'm building up a foundation so that when we get into the Word, you're going to say, oh, I remember that. Remember the seven sons of Sceva. They were trying to cast a demonic demon out of a man. And that was their custom. They went around Israel trying to cast out demons. Amen. And they stood there and said, I adjure you in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches, come out. I want to say this, and some of you will be shocked again. There's absolutely no power in the name of Jesus until you are in His presence and know Him. Until you've been in God's presence, you'll never know the power of His name. And these guys, seven of them, were in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. And the demon said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? And he leapt on them and they ran down the street naked. There's no power in the name of Jesus unless you know the one who is Jesus. And we're going to get to that place now. I'm so excited. We're going to get to that place of knowing and getting right into His presence. Amen. And nothing's going to happen until the Holy Ghost shows up. Amen. Well, isn't He on the inside of me? Yeah, He said, out of your belly will flow rivers of water. But you've got to know how to tap in. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within us. We've got to know how to tap in and bring it out. You see, and so this is good for us, and we're going to go places, and I'm really, as I say, excited, and I want the Holy Spirit to show up. And too often, you know what happens? We think it's a Holy Ghost, but it's not. It's emotions. Now, the Holy Ghost can bring some goose flesh and goosebumps. It can bring tears, can make you dance. But when you see it in churches, don't think they got the Holy Ghost always. Because emotions can play a major part in stopping you getting to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So not all the emotions and the feelings and the, you know, the down your spine, what do they call that? You know, and you get a cold shiver down your spine and goose flesh. That's not necessarily the Holy Ghost. But that doesn't mean stop trying. We're all on a journey. We all want to get there. So it's going to be a little bit of trial and error. So don't get down on yourself when you make the error. Just know this, that God honors and rewards those who seek Him diligently. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith. Now watch out. Without faith, it's impossible. It means it's not possible. It means it cannot be done. I cannot please God. What is without faith? Faith is operating in the flesh, emotions and feelings. What is faith? Operating without the five senses. It's got nothing to do with my body, my flesh. It's to do with my spirit man. And we need to tap into the spirit man, override the fleshly man. And he says, without faith, you cannot please me. And those that come to me in faith, you got to believe that I am God. That's what he said, right? Must believe that I am. And that I'm a rewarder, everyone say rewarder, of those that diligently seek me. Amen. Hebrews 11:6. Now, he didn't say casually, occasionally. He said diligently. Yes. Fight the good fight of faith. There's part of the fight. To press in. That woman with the issue of blood. Remember her? There was a woman, she had an issue of blood. She was hemorrhaging for 13 years. Been to every psychiatrist, every doctor, every person you can imagine. And she grew nothing but worse. And she used all of her money. She was now broke and still sick even worse. But then she got a hold of something. She heard about Jesus. And she started to say to herself, I've heard these guys, what happened, etc., etc. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And she said it over and over and over and over. Now she went out of the house. A woman who's had an issue of blood for 13 years. She must have been weak. If she got caught amongst the crowds, she would have been stoned because she was unclean. She wasn't allowed to be in crowds like lepers weren't allowed. So she took that chance. She was weak from the loss of blood. Plus, she had to find Jesus somewhere. And then she had to get through the crowd to Jesus. And a lot of them were sailors. Come on. There's diligently. I'm talking diligently seek him. Not casually try it one day. Do it 30 days. It'll become a habit and you'll start getting into it. And she said, if I can but touch the hem of him, if I can just touch his hem. Do you know something? That Jesus didn't even know she was there. She got through the press in the crowd. She grabbed his clothes. Didn't touch flesh. She touched clothes. And she was instantly healed. And Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? No one touched you. She touched your clothes. But when you get in God's presence, you touch God. And that's when the miracles flow.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the